Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools, wisdoms, insights for purpose and personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, let's get into it. This is episode 19, and today we're looking at five ways wisdom transforms your life. Well, number one, as you know, I do a bit of setup when I'm talking in podcasts. And my first thing is, actually, what is wisdom really? Now, in our day and age where we can just put a few characters in the search engine and look for information, then a lot of people are moving into the space that wisdom is what is on Google. Now, I'm not suggesting that there aren't some very wise alternatives, opportunities, and information on Google, but it isn't actually going to contribute fully and completely to the true nature of wisdom. Why do I say that? Well, doesn't matter how much we think we know, that is only going to be the first step in our creative journey of understanding wisdom. And for a lot of people, we're now in a little bit of an information battle, perhaps with ourselves or with the external authority, trying to convince us to believe in it or to literally give up actually asking ourselves what we believe and what we require to move forward. So I always say to people, yes, of course, information being readily available is so convenient and so helpful. If you want a restaurant recommendation, if you want a sat-nav location, if you want to know the prices for a particular item in the market. So all of this is very helpful, but it's research, all right? It's not actually going to help us understand the situation that we're going to be using that energy and that information in. So if you're going to sit inside the cube, then you're more likely to want a kind of safe zone where the information is the answer, full stop, with no particular wisdom process. So if you want to be wise, you are going to need to get out of the cube, all right, move out of the knowing in the sense of intellectual fact or factoid, and say, hey, I think I fancy testing this and also seeing how it's going to run with the project, the creativity, the destination that I want to arrive at. So yes, we can stay inside the cube and we can find ourselves desperate to find proof for everything. Now, I'm very much into do your own research, see how you resonate with things, and definitely find out what is your individual and unique understanding. But equally, a lot of people can get a little bit anxious and a little bit worried about what they're looking for or the information that they're seeking. So as a result, they can seek more information to justify what's going on with the other information. And before they know it, they're looking for proof to such a degree that they're going around in circles in their head and have joined up potentially with their limited self. And the limited self is basically beating you up with the fact that for those who require proof, it can get into a circle of there's never enough proof. So the key for me is, don't go down the proof rabbit hole, all right? Just, we all have to be in the awareness that any authentic change, transformation, or even evolution is always going to require a step into the unknown. And that is the magic of our creative capabilities and the magic of our own free will. So it is very important for us to realise that, hey, we've got our free will, we can change, we can choose differently, we can adapt accordingly. And so it's not to put ourselves under the enormous pressure sometimes to find the right answer, because the truth, as we're all finding out in this information age, is incredibly relative, all right? So my first point is, if you think you're wise, all right, make that leap of faith from your head, from the intellectual foundation, from the facts, into your heart. and ask yourself, it's not about being right or wrong, it's about how you feel and what you understand uniquely in your incredible, valuable, energetic connection that is unique to you. What do you actually feel about this information? So the increasing power, shall we say, the empowerment of us as we move forward is definitely being able to ask ourselves what we feel and how we understand the information that we're looking at or that we're given. And that is really, really key. And sometimes when you're bombarded with so much information, you go, ugh, can't be asked, can't be bothered. And so what happens is we end up settling rather than actually going perhaps just a few steps further to find something that is truly resonant with us and will be truly beneficial. So my first point is, if you think you know, think again. All right, go into your heart and start asking yourself what you think and how you feel about it. Okay, so number two, right, the next step on the wisdom path is, yes, to get out of our heads, to get into our hearts and to look for answers about our creative journey, how we're going to undertake it. As you've heard, probably if you've listened to other episodes on the podcast, I am a big champion of the heart-mind alignment. What do I mean by that? Well, the mind has a lot of questions, a lot of theories to test. That is fabulous. A lot of facts, perhaps, to test. And the heart has this beautiful, unique, individual connection to your infinite potential. So when you combine those, wow, have you got resources? But sometimes we forget to ask ourselves how we feel. We forget to ask the intuition, the imagination, and to move deeply into that space where we can generate the alternatives and the sketch, if you will, of our next step into co-creating with the flow of energy that is uniquely ours, that connection that is uniquely ours. So number two is, if you want to get on your wisdom journey further, after asking yourself, how do you feel? Does that resonate with you? Is that going to work? The second aspect is to then go, yep, I've got a little bit of a sketch going on. I am going to start applying. Now, the big difference between intellect and knowledge and wisdom is the fact that a lot of people want to believe the intellectual equation or the factoid. And to be honest, if we're really honest, it is simply the opinions of a lot of supposed experts. Now, I'm not suggesting they can be incredibly learned and incredibly correct, but it's still up to us to use our application muscles and to go out and say, hey, am I going to come out with the same type of journey as Einstein, or am I going to come out with the same type of journey as the guy in chemistry next to me, all right, or have the same experience? No, because you are unique. And so it's really important to build your confidence to be able to apply what these facts are, rather than to get perhaps a little bit in that sort of staleness of self or bit lazy and go, oh, it's a fact, can't be asked, I just believe it and agree with it, even though we haven't tested it. So I'm a strong believer in the true nature of wisdom being all about applying. All right. Even if you go, yeah, I tested, the apple fell from the tree and I watched it. And so, you know, I agree. All right. I agree with gravity. All right. And everything that Isaac Newton was talking about. But it's the fact you got out, you got under the tree, you looked at the apples. There's a whole journey there of learning. And it's a wonderful space to be in. So application is key. Now, what happens when you apply? Well, you coordinate your heart-mind alignment that I've spoken of. Also, you start realizing how open-hearted and how open-minded you actually are. Now, a lot of people go, I can do that. I'm just off in a heartbeat. I'm so spontaneous. But actually, when they start committing to it, it's often a case that when we start applying, we start feeling a little bit of resistance or a little bit of fear to actually undertaking that. So it's a really good test to see how open-minded and how open-hearted you actually are. And also to see, hey, am I a bit of a couch potato? Am I a little bit living in the past? Am I always living in my head going, yeah, seen it, done it, bought the t-shirt, but I haven't actually applied anything or experienced? All right. So wisdom really helps us recognize that we do need to get that next step happening, which is to step into the unknown and start applying what we think and what we believe. Okay, so number three, wisdom also helps us build our creativity muscles. So what do I mean by that? Well, we've got this fabulous unlimited potentiality flowing through us, through our heart center, every moment of us being here. Now, we can align with that. And when we do, that's when we use both sides of ourself, our masculine and our feminine energy. So the masculine is all the doing stuff, the focus, waking up, I've got my lists, I'm going to go out, you know, knock it out of the park, do well, focus my energy, get the forms. All right. So masculine energy is about self-discipline, focus, getting the job done, doing. Okay. Then we've got feminine energy, which is all about being. It's about downloading, aligning with that incredible connection we've got, aligning with our intuition, our sentience. And that is just as important. And wisdom sometimes gets us into a space where we're doing one or the other, but we're not doing both. So we're actually learning on that journey of application to gain wisdom, to say, hey, might have a bit of a blind spot. I'm not doing both of those, or I'm not using 100% of my capacitance, my resources. So wisdom helps us understand both sides of ourselves, and it also helps us apply both sides of ourselves with those different doing and being aspects. Alrighty, number four. Well, wisdom, I believe, also generates a lot of self-knowledge, a lot of self-awareness, and it also is helpful when we're looking to gain meaning and purpose in our lives, not only just the result or the form or the success that we actually want. So wisdom, I believe, helps us keep aligned with our enthusiasm for life and with that beautiful sense of, oh, that's another piece in my jigsaw of understanding, or that's another really supportive life wisdom that I can incorporate to keep that sense of purpose and to keep the sense of becoming who I'm meant to be alive. All right. So wisdom is something that you can keep obviously using. All right. Because it gives us a lot of ways to reapply when we come to similar situations or even different situations. But it builds our confidence to be able to take up the practical application. So number four, self-knowledge, self-awareness, and know thyself. Okay, my last comment today, number five. I believe wisdom gives us greater confidence. I think it also helps us see how much faith and how much self-belief we have, the times or the ways that we're more inclined to struggle or resist in our life, or be perhaps less conscious about the choices that we're making. And when we are choosing because of the wisdom we've built up, then we're less likely to actually struggle or do it the hard way, in the sense of the unconscious way or without any self-loving connection. So wisdom is such a powerful resource because it's full of qualities, all right? And it really helps us align with our spiritual tools and getting into the mastery of those. And as a result, we can apply that to many, many different creative opportunities and creative processes. So as we build wisdom, I call it wisdom harvesting, then we can always go back to that, because unlike other commodities in our life, wisdom, it is basically eternal. It's sitting there in our warehouse of wisdom, and it's always available to us. And as I've said, it gives us the inspiration to utilize our own set of spiritual tools and to enjoy the creative process. Well, it's been my great pleasure to talk about wisdom today and the immaterial and material benefits of creating wisdom and going on the journey to become wise. So I'd just like to say thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you'd like more content, then please go to the websites, yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. Lots of resources and lots of ways to transform your life. Thank you very much.